Hello and welcome to the S-Word Stuff segment. This is Stuff segment number 22.
Hey, it's past 21. I'm not interested anymore.
Well, 25.
You can rent a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I'll be honest with you. After 21, it's basically just a countdown.
Yeah.
It is.
Closer to death.
Speaking of which, happy birthday, Amy.
Why, thank you. It all goes downhill from here, guys.
Anyways, I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Andy Scheffler.
I'm Danny Suthivarakal.
And I'm Amy Chantasarisal.
Wow, so Andy and Danny are back. Danny used to be the reigning guest host champion until Sung showed up.
Hey, the tag is still there. It's still second largest among the guest hosts.
No, you're losing to Lita as well.
Oh,
and she's been gone all summer.
That's not entirely not fair.
She's been around a while, too.
I'm just saying, oh, crap, because Danny and Andy are in the same podcast, and I'm going to get their names mixed up again.
And we're standing in the same spot, the same line.
Yeah, we're on line of sight with you. That'll be interesting.
Oh, God.
Anyways, you guys have been sending in a lot of mail, and I just wanted to let you guys know that I have sent out the pins. So if you didn't give me the address and you're supposed to have the pin send out happened already, we're going to start with wave two of the same set of pins. And I'm also going to announce that we're going to do a self-addressed stamped envelope method coming soon. I'll have that posted up in the next week or two. Also, we've opened up the forums that you guys requested, and we've only really sort of secretly leaked it out through Twitter and a few links on the site. So you definitely want to check out that and ask us any questions there. We're trying to drum up some discussion as well. A lot of mail this week, so we're skipping the game show that I originally had planned out.
It's fine.
The first email in the mailbag comes from Sam Fischel, whoever wants to go out and reach that right now.
All right, I'll take on Fischel, last son of Krypton.
I thought he was from Splinter Cell.
That's Fischer, his twin.
Isn't it
twin.
From Sprintel Cell, sir?
Sprintel, sir? Oh, that's terrible.
No.
All right, anyway, he says, Dear Master Swords, currently listening to Stuff 20. Heard my name mentioned in a hilarious way. Congrats on saying my last name right. And second, you guys are killing my name. But I take no offense.
I wasn't there. I'd just like to state for the record that I was not there for that.
And it was I.
He still has not told us how to pronounce it.
All right. So anyway, here are the suggestions. Swine flu. Time has passed.
Too late.
Starbucks.
We can do
a mini episode.
Coffee.
We can do a mini episode when we're in Seattle.
So Starbucks doesn't count then if you love coffee.
Well, no, it depends. If you go actually get regular Starbucks coffee, that's coffee. But
that's
if you
true.
Get the what people at Starbucks really get, then you're just like dessert in a cup.
Yeah.
I've never actually been to a Starbucks.
Wow. Really? Not even
like stepped inside one?
Correct.
Even accidentally?
Yes. I have deliberately avoided going to Starbucks. It's become my life goal.
Are you a Pete's guy?
No, I just don't.
Okay.
All right.
I haven't deliberately drunk coffee
then.
Since I was 7.
Dude, did I tell you I finally had my first Rockstar energy drink this week?
Oh, yes, I read that on your Twitter.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
You know, I used to have a caffeine issue back in college, but then this stuff is like you know when I was telling Dom about this, when you drink enough, there's eventually a point that you reach where you feel like you're floating rather than walking.
Yeah, you basically, when you touch
God,
the speed
it's
force,
the same
basically.
Thing.
Yeah.
And I was like at my desk and I was like, twitching left and right, like, wow, I want to look. Why am I looking around and stuff?
So you look like a cat on catnip.
Oh, it was awesome, but I don't think I'll ever do it again. Anyway, sorry to interrupt, Mr. Fischel.
Next up, we have Smash Mouth.
I'm okay with that, but I don't think we have that much to talk about.
I just have an issue with the fact I've heard that one song.
Yes.
Which
so
one
times.
Song?
I wonder which song it is.
No, move on.
Actually, there's at least two or three that can be qualified.
Yeah, anyway, let's keep going.
A Shrek one.
Smells Like Teen Spirit as a tie into Nirvana. Maybe.
Notice how the room got totally
real quiet.
Yeah, I'm going past individual song names right now, except for maybe Sweet Home Alabama, just because I like that one.
Fair.
But we can't really do an episode about a single song, really. The Sims is already on our list. Spaceballs is on our list. Scouting. Boy Scouting or Girl Scouting?
Actually, that's kind of cool. My roommate, he just moved in. He's an Eagle Scout.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh. Ian McConville is also an Eagle Scout.
And I was a Boy Scout as well. I didn't get that far, but...
And then we can talk about Up!
That's true.
My experience with Scouting is limited to Valkyria Chronicles.
Where Scouts are broken.
Yes.
Especially Alicia. Anyway.
What about like Team Fortress 2 Scouts?
Ooh, those Team Fortress 2 Scouts are good.
Yes, they're so annoying.
I really like their Slap Chop commercial.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
After that, we have Sin and Punishment, the game. With the sequel coming out, maybe it could be a scrap or a stuff or something.
I'm excited about the next one.
Yeah, yes. Scribblenauts.
Oh, yes.
We're going to do an episode about Scribblenauts. Trust us on that one.
And the tattoo?
I don't know about a whole episode. Lita, okay, this is an interesting story. I don't know if we talked about this during our
session. Because it was at the very end of Comic-Con.
That was the very end of Comic-Con. Lita found the Scribblenauts tattoo that some... I think it was Dom, you had it, right?
Yes.
And then Lita's like, oh, I want to use this. So she put it on me, just on my arm, nothing weird or anything.
Although she really wanted to put it on your tramp stamp area for some reason.
Yes, very good.
She just really wanted to say the word tramp stamp, I think.
I think so.
Anyways, she put it on me, and she didn't cut off the instructions or the Game Crazy logo, so I had those on my arm, too.
Yes.
I have pictures.
If you've checked my Twitter account, I also posted a picture of that before as well. It's gone now. It actually lasted for quite a while. I was kind of impressed how well the Scribblenauts temporary tattoo stayed on.
All right.
But yeah, and he says, sorry for being so long, but you guys like him long.
Not anymore, really.
Yeah,
You know, we skipped over his part where he says spice and wolf, and I'm supposed to say, what's that? And you're supposed to say, it's a furry thing. And we're supposed to say, oh, next, please.
What?
I didn't realize that you wanted to keep going with that one.
Since we've skipped over it, then we don't need to do it.
All right, next up we have Peter H., who wants to take that one.
Wow, there's a really cool part to read in this one.
Okay, I guess I can do this then. Dear S. Wordians, great show as always. Let me be the first to make an unsuggestion. A few times the topic of Shakespeare has been mentioned, and it seems you intend to get around at some point. Whilst having some confidence that the day may not come to be, I would ask you to reconsider this for a topic. Many years ago, when I was in school, we did English literature, and being in the UK, we got to do Shakespeare. And when I say do, what I mean is appreciate. We had a literature appreciation where we were expected to become orgasmic over the works of Shakespeare, the Bronte sisters, Chaucer, Jane Austen, George Orwell, George Bernard Shaw, E.M. Forster, and the like.
Andy, what? I have to pull out an old English joke for you.
Okay.
Chowser! Chowser! Say it right! I'll kill you! I'll kill all of you! Especially those of you in the jury!
Chowser.
Chowser!
Chowser!
Alright, sorry, that one we pulled out a lot when I was studying the Canterbury Tales.
What other things did you pull out a lot?
Let's not go there.
Anyway,
Chowser!
Where was I? I'm still scared to this day more than 30 years after the event and have been unable to return to any of these authors due to the excruciating pain of having to spend a whole month
on a single chapter.
Typo!
Oh, yeah, we caught your typo.
Oh, we did.
Well, there's another one coming up, too.
Excruciating pain having to spend a whole month on a single chapter trying to find something nice and witty to say about it. The only book I ever connected with was 1984, where Winston Smith has to continually praise the government. I was given detention for not liking Androcles and the line sufficiently. Actually, it was more like at all. For me, Shakespeare is an expression of the worst kind of jingoism that the English can come out with. Unread morons who know nothing more than a few quotes without knowing where they came from.
Do it.
Dude, use the toilet next time.
You know, I'll be honest with you. Most of us here had plain old quality public American educations. We had to go through all these books anyways. It's just...
But it wasn't a chapter a month, which is good.
Yeah. I voluntarily went through these books.
That's because you're a nerd. An English nerd, no less.
Yeah, and?
Just saying.
I like comic books. They're my books.
You started reading more books than I have lately.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It's a little terrifying.
Like real books?
Yeah.
Actually, no. The last book I finished was Chick Lit. So it's not a real book.
What was it?
It was the third Shopaholic book. I told you about this.
I thought it was
There's only two more left in the series.
I thought it was the Funky Monkey book or whatever.
Hungry Monkey right before that. And now I'm reading Michael... Why am I saying Miss Olsen?
Gee, maybe it's the beer in your hand.
Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox's new
book. Oh, his Optimism book?
Yeah, the
Always
Looking Up.
What is it, Confessions of an Optimist, I think?
No, Always Looking Up.
Okay.
Huh.
Hmm. All right. Well...
Yeah, Shakespeare.
He also requests.
And also, so please, can we talk about something else?
No, I like Shakespeare. It's going to stay on the list.
He suggests something else we can talk about.
Yes, we can talk about Albert.
The voice.
Who he dubs The Voice.
Like George Takei.
I get the impression it's less talking about Albert, more dragging him back in here so that his voice can be recorded, but...
He's currently in the hospital with a fever, so... Well, what happened yesterday?
I thought you guys were hanging out with him yesterday.
We were hanging out with him yesterday.
Did you do something to him?
No, he apparently had, like, either food poisoning, or he was just exhausted to the point where...
Should we be talking about this? I don't know.
Holy crap!
We can probably cut this part out.
I didn't hear this.
Yeah, he was like, at around 6 yesterday, he was like, guys, I'm going to have to ask you to leave, because I'm getting taken to the hospital.
And we said, okay.
Okay.
Because... Well, that's kind of what you do in those sorts of scenarios.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. So he's like, he's working a lot as usual. He's working out a new mortgage and things like that. And so it's either stress or food poisoning. I don't know which.
Let's hope it's the second one.
Yeah.
I mean, out of the choices.
But yeah.
Well, I've had food poisoning 3 times at this point in my life now. So twice in 1 year.
Ice.
It feels like food poisoning every time I have cheese.
Oh.
But you don't get the blood, do you?
The cow is trying to kill me.
The cow is trying to kill me. All right, let's keep moving.
You know the best thing about when you get food poisoning? They have you do this test where you have to give them stool samples.
Nice.
And you have to freeze them in your freezer.
Oh.
Let's go to Chook.
Chook, let's talk about Chook. Chook is not stool sample freezing, so let's talk about Chook.
This one's for you, Danny.
That's fair.
Oh.
Chook writes...
Have next week's talk.
Chook writes, help me, Swordians. I finally crumbled to the voot pressure and bought an Xbox 360, but I don't know what other games to get. I already know about games like Gears of War and Halo, GTA, Soul Calibur, SF4, and Ace Combat 6. But is there anything else you guys can recommend that's not FPS? Not that there's anything wrong with them. I just play TF2 instead, that's all. And that's an Xbox exclusive? Stuff from the Xbox Live Marketplace is fine, like Castle Crashers. Although hopefully it's stuff I can get in Australia, because it'll be jerk storage for you guys if you tease me like that.
Xbox 360 recommendations, huh? Kevin, would you like to start with one?
I just got a really cool game on the Xbox Live Arcade called Splosion Man, which is really fun. It's only $10, given the fact that a lot of these arcade games are now $15. And it's pretty much just like a platformer, but your use of traveling through the entire level is by exploding everywhere. You also get to explode next to scientists and turn them into meat bags. So that's fun too. Great animations.
What else is Xbox exclusive though? Like, what is ever like? Most of the stuff that comes out for Xbox also comes out for PC.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think he means just like Xbox console exclusive,
compatible, or yeah.
Yeah, PC. Yeah, I think that's.
I mean, that's the thing. Most of what I've been playing on the Xbox 360, except for Voot, is actually either on the PS3, on the PC, or in various other places. So
the main things that the reason we play them on the 360 is because we just. Are used to it.
Basically,
the whole achievement system, and we can get all of our points in the same place.
Yes,
it's
unlike
easier
the trophies.
To do a live game as well.
Yes,
for us.
It's very easy to do a live game.
Also, once you buy a peripheral, it pretty much locks you in place.
Once you have Rock Band for the Xbox, you are getting all the other Rock Bands.
Speaking of which, Stonehenge should be out by now.
Ooh, did you know Amazon, they put up the new Beatles standalone guitars for pre-order?
That's
I already
sexy.
Pre-ordered that along with the new Beatles album box.
Oh, you
album
buy
box.
Each of the guitars separately, or is there a kit that has
There's
all
a kit. I have that on pre-order.
I don't remember if Rock Band 2 is...
Wait, so
out in Australia yet? So I apologize in advance.
They have a Rickenbacker and a Gretsch. So one
actually,
is George's and one is
The funny
John's.
Thing is I have no idea if Rock Band 2 would ever be out in Australia because of licensing issues. So who knows?
Sorry, Chook.
There's always Blaze Blue.
Although that's not exclusive either.
No, it's not, but screw it.
Actually, is Australia PAL?
I don't know.
Because if it is, well, I apologize for that too, because it's a really good game.
Dang, guys. Well, anyways, the console exclusive thing is going away pretty much anyways, except for the few first-party kind of titles anyways. So, Chook, there's a lot of good games out there. Just go out and enjoy.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow, and here I come back from zoning out. I have...
games.
The last console I owned was a PS1, so there you guys go. Actually, no, I do own a PS2 now, but I have... really yet to use it. Anyway, so our next letter comes from Clayton of the wonderful exotic land of Utah. Utah!
Utah!
Clayton writes that he's writing this email from a 100-degree apartment. I'm sorry. And he is, in fact, cursing us for being in a wonderful temperate and pleasant climate. That aside...
Ha-ha!
Dude.
What? We live in California. We have the right...
Yeah, I know.
We also say it's hot when it's like 90 degrees.
We say it's, I say it's hot when it's
80, whatever. Yeah,
85 is my night.
It's currently 70 degrees.
Ah, beautiful.
I don't know what it is here.
Yeah, it's, it doesn't matter. It's 70 degrees inside this house, according to the thermostat.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
We were just using the air conditioner earlier, Clayton. Yep.
No, we didn't need to. We could just open the windows.
Which is what we're doing now.
All right, and he says, I wasn't interested in playing Valkyria Chronicles, but all your talk has piqued my interest. The problem is that I'm part of the glorious PC gaming master race.
See, when you word it like that, but then you have to think about the fact that you can't play Valkyria Chronicles on that thing. So you may want to rethink that assessment.
Yeah, I mean, so he continues to say, that isn't to say that I don't own any consoles, but I can't bring myself to buy a PS3 for only one game.
Yeah, I did.
All right, and his suggestions are Source, or Sasha, as in Team Fortress 2.
Well, Source.
I think this is all going to be part of Steam.
Yeah, it's all going to be under Steam, which will mostly be us talking about Portal and Team Fortress 2.
And Left 4 Dead.
Wrong with that. Okay,
Left 4 Dead. Distribution.
And Psychonauts.
And pretty much PC gaming.
Because Psychonauts is how I, on Steam, is how I played.
All right, and...
Sadly, Psychonauts, it does not actually start with an S.
Well, he actually gets part of Tim Schafer.
Yeah, it's part of Schafer, so that's fine.
Okay, and also John Shepard, or Sarin, for Mass Effect.
We'll do that for Mass Effect 2, maybe.
Mass Effect 2, maybe,
when it comes out.
All right. Subs, which I think that already came up in a previous podcast, right?
But here he mentions just fan subbing and sandwiches.
Oh, sandwiches. We can talk about Subway and Chuck.
And Quiznos and
Togo.
No, not Douglas.
No, not Douglas? Okay, no, not Douglas.
I like Potbelly in
Chicago. Potbelly is great.
Yeah, it's I miss IMBs in Berkeley.
Why you gotta bring these things up?
Yeah.
Wait, IB Hobies is closed in Berkeley?
No, I just missed it.
You just can't reach it. Okay. He can't reach A, he can't reach it. B,
that was
it's
one
toxic
thing that
now.
Has not changed since I was.
Well, no, it's been toxic. Oh, I didn't care.
All right, Stephen Fry.
For
British. Just stuff.
Don't know. Yeah, skiing or winter in general.
Winter?
Skiing.
What the hell is that?
It's something that happens in Tahoe.
I love snowboarding. We can do snowboarding.
I like sledding.
It's hey, they're all S's. We can do it. Snow. How about snow?
The funny thing is that apparently sledding is more dangerous than snowboarding.
Yeah, well, because you're not strapped into
anything. Who wants to be outside for that?
I like how you guys are talking about this stuff. I've touched snow like 3 or 4 times in my life.
That was the same for me until I started snowboarding. So there you go. Actually, I've only been to the snow twice before I started snowboarding.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was, 2 years ago? So anyway, what else do we have? Michael Schumacher.
For the Formula One racer?
The Stieg? Oh, wait, no, he's only Stieg for a week.
The what?
I don't know anything about, what are you guys talking about?
No idea.
No idea.
Okay, thank you, Clayton, from Utah.
All right, next up we have Daoud.
I love that name. Kevin.
Daoud writes, I think the reason everyone sees Dom as the villain of the show is his portrayal as an evil villain in Megatokyo. Seriously, until I heard his voice, I actually thought he was evil and stuff, but now I know he is just a dude who loves his touching games. Also,
Danny, you know you want to say it.
You and your touching games.
They're not just my touching games. They're everybody's touching games.
Only if you wipe them off first.
And in some arcades in Japan, they provide you with a towel for that.
I should have picked up a towel. I forgot to pick up one of the towels. They're actually conveniently wrapped.
You should get the ones that are yellow. It just like covers all bases.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually
like
a little individually wrapped wet nap thing. Yes, like the bag of cookies, which has little bags of little cookies in them.
Also, in response to Union Man, there actually was a hero who protected Union City on Fox. It's called Los Luchadores.
Luchadores.
I've actually seen the promos for this. I thought it was cool. And his name was Lobo Fuerte. You can look this up if you don't believe me. Anyways, thanks for getting my name right twice in a row, Dom.
Let's go with the cat who writes, good day, oh mighty overloads. I think that might should be overlords of the Mighty S Words podcast.
You don't know that. It could still work.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself whilst I was showering, as I do most of my thinking in the shower, that I don't believe I've heard anyone suggest stars as in astronomy. I'm really into astronomy due to a class that I took during my senior year of college. And, well, stars begin with an S. So maybe you can all talk about the space race or the recent 40th anniversary of the moon landing.
I love space.
Or what you know about stars, your favorite constellations, etc., etc.
A Cassiopeia.
Or the Pleiades. Or just Orion, which is the one that you can actually see through all the light.
Yeah.
I hate how everyone's like, I see 3 stars. That's Orion's belt. No, it's not. Look for his shoulders, too.
Yeah. Anyway, other suggestions? Showers. Subliminal messages and strange and unusual words that begin with S. That last.
That's pretty much what we do, actually.
But subliminal messages would be fun.
Yeah.
Valkyrie actually, Chronicles. like with the Disney ones.
Now, Kevin, you're going to have to put music over that when you actually make this episode, so it's actually subliminal.
You just want me to claw my eyes out, huh?
Yes.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. We use the superliminal tactic for that.
That's right. Hey, you, join the Navy!
Okay.
And that's Kat Smith of Wahpeton. Wahpeton?
Anyway, Fargo.
Fargo, North Dakota. M. Who wants to take on M?
Okay, M writes, hello, S-Words pod people. I've not been listening to your...
Pod people?
Yeah, I've heard pod people be used on other shows, too. I've not been listening to your podcast for too long. I'm currently going through the whole backlog. I'm currently at Star Wars, which is the good episode. But I just had to email you all and
tell
you...
You say that as if it's our only good episode.
Which is the best episode.
Thank you.
The best topic. But I just had to email you all and tell you how much I enjoy what you do. I listened to them on many, many back and forth trips to Dublin and where I live, Drogheda. Did I mention that I'm from Ireland? Oh, awesome.
Nice. On more of the map.
Listens to them on iPod, or even if I make a quick trip down to the shops or cleaning the house, I turn it on and enjoy. You guys bring back so many childhood memories, most good, some bad, but all enjoyable, and even set up my old, Sega Mega Drive play from it time to time, enjoying all the precious games from the past.
Previous.
I have to say that my favorite podcast so far was Star Trek. With my honorable mentions being Sega.
Yeah.
The interview with Matt Boyd and Ian McConville of Three Panel Soul. And I'm currently listening to the Star Wars one, so that's why it could possibly not be the favorite one yet, because I'm still working through it to beat Star
that
Trek.
That part was all Kevin, by the way.
Yeah.
M liked Star Trek because it had me laughing my head off as I walked into town, which caused me to get some very strange looks from other people passing by. That seems to be a common theme with the show.
S-Words Podcast, making people give you funny looks since 2009.
I just wonder if my coworkers are giving me funny looks because I'm hanging my head in shame, covering my face.
Face plants!
I know these people, oh my god.
One of us! M finishes off by saying, please keep up the good work, and I do hope to be caught up with all the podcasts sometime within the next 2 weeks. I'm also looking forward to the Spells podcast and one on Shakespeare.
Well, that evens out the count so far,
then. Oh, boy.
All right. Amy, take on Ethan the Mad Cakester.
The Mad Cakester! Hey, Swords. Just listen to Scholastic. Not exactly what I expected. I assumed that it would be about school. Now, however, I was not disappointed in quality. I was amused that you spend so little time on Harry Potter. It seems to me that is what it deserves. I think that the first three are fine as a summer romp-style book, and then it got into the bad continuous plot, which sucked. And he realizes that he may be drawing flack for that, but that's just fine by him.
Yeah, we pretty much said the same thing.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain you have a safe haven, at least in this immediate area, for people who share that particular opinion.
Well, I read all the books, but I didn't.
They were entertaining enough. I mean, I don't live and die by them. But anyway, I thought it was cool that the Phantom Tollbooth and the Black Cauldron series made it to the top of your lists. Yay, Phantom Tollbooth. See, I'm not the only one, guys.
I wasn't... knew a Phantom Tollbooth,
thank
by
you.
The way.
Thank you.
I had to almost scream it out when you were going on. You'd be like, what's a Phantom Tollbooth? And I'm like,
it's the dog. It's a watch.
He's got the map, and he goes through, like, the spelling area, and the map there, and he goes,
thank you,
like
Andy.
An old man. Anyway, keep going.
All right. And by the way, you may want to reconsider the explicit level on your podcast. It seems a bit risque.
I'm sure it'll be fine now that they're not recording in hotel rooms out in the middle of nowhere.
With booze.
With booze.
And Kevin and I have booze.
Yeah, now it's just in Kevin's house with booze.
Woo. All right. Looking at the schedule, it seems to me that despite the fact that it would delay the episode, 12th night, January 6th, might be a good date for Shakespeare. Well, there you go. Another Shakespeare vote.
We can push it back.
We can.
Or
we can put it whenever.
Record it on the weekend and then just post it on the Wednesday.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. I don't mind what day.
I don't really care. Just as long as we actually do the episode. Because unlike some people who can't stand being educated, I love Shakespeare.
Next week, we're doing Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow as we review the new G.I. Joe movie.
Explosions!
with Channing Tatum. Who I actually forgive for his career because of that awesome Dirty Dancing thing he did with Charlene Yee. Did you see that?
No.
No.
Oh, you need to see it. It is spectacularly bad, yet awesome. Because it's Channing Tatum as Patrick Swayze and Charlene Yee as whoever was the girl in Dirty Dancing. In terrible 80s wigs, too. Anyway, let's
We're not reviewing G.I. Joe the movie. We don't want to see it.
Yeah. All right, BTA
Unless
man.
One of you wants to see it for us.
No.
That would be no. BTA man.
Just imagine Andy alone. I'm watching G.I. Joe for the show. That's why I'm here.
That's basically what it was like when we were watching Chun-Li and Dragon Ball.
Oh, Dragon God. Ball I enjoyed.
Dragon Ball was actually mildly enjoyable. Chun-Li was painful. Was,
oh, I've blocked it out of my memory. Chun what?
All right, BTA man, let's go.
But yeah, BTA man has a quick message for us. Says, Hello Swords / Asswardian / you guys. I have to admit, I had a similar experience to Dom's. My older cousins had a few of the Babysitter's Club books, so when we ended up with a ton of their old books, I read a few of those. We also got several Goosebumps books from them, but I was always too scared to read them.
Seems to be a common theme.
You know, it was really cool. I checked after I was listening to the show when I was editing it, and I was like, the dummy one, and I was like, that's book 7. I checked. I was like, oh man, I hope I'm right about this. And I was right. It was awesome.
I was too old for Goosebumps.
But yeah. He also says, I was surprised to hear that you read a lot of books, that I've read a lot of the books you guys mentioned, and I vaguely remember some of the others. The books I usually read are fantasy / sci-fi, so I guess that's why. Thanks for another great podcast.
By the way, Kevin, another follow-up to the Scholastic list. Alex wrote in to the comments and did mention that the Chronicles of Narnia were published by Scholastic a few times.
Yes,
we checked
that. I was
technically correct.
You are technically correct. They were published by Scholastic a few times, but they were not originally published by Scholastic.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, the whole, like, publishing children's stories. Like, sometimes it's one publisher, sometimes it's another.
Yeah.
Well, publishers switch around, right?
I think
sometimes.
Remember that the Chronicles of Narnia came before Mickey Mouse, and so probably the copyright on them has kind of lapsed by now, hasn't it? People, please let us know.
If that's the case, then wouldn't everyone be publishing it?
Well, actually, I know that Narnia comes at least from 2 to 3 publishers. At least two.
Maybe it is just free. Yeah.
Because I have the entire series from like a mixture of two publishers.
Yeah, so the thing is that remember that the older stories, what you copyright in publishing older books is the extras that come with the stuff. I mean, anybody and their mother can publish Shakespeare, but, you know, a lot of people publish specific liner notes and things like that, and, you know, maybe essays or whatever. And that's what you make your money off of, and what you pin your copyright on is the edition.
All right. Who's going to take this big one?
Oh, I'll take it.
All right.
All right. Victor from Rome, Georgia writes, Dear S-Words Podcast, mainly Dom, thanks for doing this podcast. It's great fun to listen to on my rides between Georgia and Alabama. Before I get to my suggestions, I'd just like to say that I support the use of Jerkstore in everyday conversation in the Uncut Most. In fact, as I heard it from in use by Dom and Kevin, I've been responding to any inflammatory remark with a curt response of Jerkstore.
Awesome.
It has become the be-all and end-all of my insult repertoire. Now, my suggestions. Spider Jerusalem for Transmetropolitan.
Yes. We've been getting that one every once in a while now.
I'm okay with that.
I can do that. Did any of you read Transmet? Did I let you borrow all of my Transmet?
I've pretty much taken in Transmet by osmosis.
Okay.
Every now and then, I'll, like, find one and read it.
Yeah, read it. We'll do it.
In order, start to finish.
Oh, damn. All right, I'll look into
it. It's only 60 issues.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Strategy games. I think that's already on our list, isn't it?
Probably. That was one of the topics in which the reason why we got the bigger mixer that lets us have 6 people.
Yeah. Sci-fi, most likely Ace Crafts, but mainly Sci-Fi Channel.
Isn't it pronounced sci-fi?
Siffy.
Siffy.
Okay, Siffy.
Really, you can call it whatever you want because it's a stupid name.
Siffy Roth.
No. I thought it was a brand of Oakland-based hip-hop with the Stunner Shades and the Ghost Riding the Whip. I couldn't keep a straight face through that one, sorry. This one's for Danny and me, Shishigami of the Bang variety.
Yeah.
For Blaze Blue.
I could support that.
Segways.
Really?
Apparently.
This isn't the first time Segways been.
Yeah.
They're not that interesting, people. I've been on one. It's pretty much exactly what it sounds like.
Is it like walking, but without having to walk?
No, it's basically, you're basically balanced. You have a stick.
Yeah.
Imagine you have a stick that moves the ground a little bit. like vaguely. That's pretty much all there is to it.
Yeah, it's really easy. I mean, I rode on the Segway at Disney World, and basically they're like, yeah, okay, stand on the Segway, point your toes if you want to go forward, lean back on your heels if you want to go backwards.
On a related note, though, if any of you have not seen the video, the Japanese TV show with the chimpanzee, and they stick the chimpanzee on the Segway, that is one of the most awesome things ever.
I'll have to look this up. All right, next up on the suggestions list is Dwarf Fortress, and because the name of Dwarf Fortress, the full name is Slaves to Armok, God of Blood, Chapter 2 Dwarf Fortress, then it technically qualifies. I know Matt and Ian would be able to talk a lot about Dwarf Fortress. I don't know about anybody else, though.
It looks like there was the ASCII explosion, or what did you call it?
It does look like an explosion of ASCII on your screen. All right, so Dwarf Fortress is something that you can probably not really count on from coming from us, but you can always see it coming from Three Panel Soul, given that they every once in a while do Dwarf Fortress comics. Let's see what's next. Steampunk. That was our discussion on steampunk.
Hooray!
Sunset Rubdown, which is an indie band, but could lead to indie music in general, Kevin. No?
I don't even know what this band is.
Do you like Sunset
That's
Rubdown,
how
Kevin?
Indie they are.
I thought that was the point, yeah.
We could also say Silver Sun Pickups. That's nice.
I know them.
Yes.
They're okay.
They're okay.
All right, let's keep moving then. Skinheads.
What?
Keep moving.
Yeah. Screwball comedies like Woody Allen.
I wouldn't mind that, actually. We can also talk about some of the older... It's not really Woody Allen that came up with the screwball comedy. A lot of them came from the early 40s and 50s.
Definitely. And sailors, as in, do you know where I can find some? Do you know where Chinese hang out?
At first I was like, you mean like Popeye? And then I saw the additional part. Very good. Very good there.
So Danny, actually, let us know, let the listeners know what you did when you were in, what was it, Fukuoka,
okay.
was it?
Okay, so
Where Shenmue takes place.
Okay, so here's the thing. Shenmue takes place in Fukuoka, it's city or province, I forget which, in Japan.
It's both, actually.
And yeah. And so, you know, while I was there actually in Japan, I was in Fukuoka at the time, so I figure...
Yeah, isn't that where Miho comes from?
Yeah. It's Miho's hometown. So one of the things that, you know, a couple of things I had to do is, you know, go get some gachapon, drink a Coke, find a kitten and play with it, things like that.
Grape cola.
No, it had to be a Coke. It had to be Coke, Coke from a vending machine, and then I had to drink it all in two gulps and then throw
grape.
It away.
I always bought grape. You can buy a different soda in that game, right?
Miho, why are you giving Danny those eyes?
Oh boy, another moment in which people think we've made up Miho for some reason.
Okay, so...
He's so sad looking.
While I was there, you know, Miho wanted to go visit some of her school friends and wanted to go visit her old school, visit her old teachers, things like that.
Story's awesome.
I'm going in. So, you know, we walk over to her school. Walk up to the security guard. She, you know, she starts conversing with him, trying to figure out, you know, asking where the teacher was, who's now, you know, one of the higher ups, one of the administrators there. And, you know, gets to the question of, so is it all right if my husband comes along with me? I take one look in the reaction of the guard's face, and it suddenly occurs to me, wait a minute. Didn't Miho go to an all-girls school? So basically, the guard, you know, doesn't let me in, obviously. I have to wait outside, so I go into the convenience store, and across the street, buy a drink, you know, try to wander around, loiter, without loitering too much. And so, well, once I run out my welcome there, I'm basically stuck, standing outside the school, and it suddenly occurs to me, I am loitering outside an all-girls junior high school.
So what would you have said if someone would come by and say and ask you, hey, what are you doing outside this girl's school?
That was the thing I was worried about. I was just living in terror. I was watching the security guards, hoping they didn't have a guard shift. Like, otherwise, you know, one of the new security guards would have to come up to me and ask me, you know, ask this random foreigner why he was standing outside a girl's school, staring into the halls, wondering what's going on. And I'd have to respond to him with my, you know, passable but not very good Japanese. No, you don't understand. My wife is in there somewhere. I don't know where, but she's in there. I'm waiting for her to come out.
Kevin is giving Danny just about the same reaction that a random security guard would give with that response outside of an all-girls, what is it, middle school?
Middle school and high school.
Minus the handcuffs.
Did you also go across the street and find a little kitten in a cardboard box and you petted it?
It wasn't in a cardboard box, but I did find the cat and attempted to pet it, but I didn't have any tuna, so...
But did you find the Chinese or the sailors?
No, I didn't. I didn't find the Chinese. I did the cup thing all the time. No Chinese men showed up. It was weird.
What about some sort of strange goblin man with a gigantic claw for a hand?
No.
What?
All right, let's keep going, guys. We have Angel Cipher coming up next. Kind of a long one, but let's do it.
Holy crap. So who's doing this one?
Let's just do a suggestions.
Who's doing this one?
I'll do it then.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, literary rant aside, on to a few suggestions. Perhaps you could do a segment on your top five favorite weapons used in video games, comic books, or movies. I need a scrap for swords. But there are just so many great weapons that people have thought up over the years that they should be recognized.
You mean the gun that shoots lightsabers?
Or the dog with the bees in his mouth?
They shoot bees when they bark.
Another suggestion, perhaps you could do a list of your favorite video game villains or protagonists.
Like Sephiroth.
Isn't he a table now?
Cloud or Sephiroth.
And apparently SparkNotes. I realize that most of you were out of school before the site really became a
part of school. No. I love SparkNotes.
I was a Cliff Notes guy, so I didn't use Spark Notes.
I have no idea what Spark Notes are.
I did Cliff Notes first.
They're like Cliff Notes, but online.
When I was in
college,
I discovered Spark Notes.
Oh, Spark Notes saved my life.
So we might be able to do
that. I coasted by on speed reading skills.
I actually read things.
Are they still free?
And analyzed them.
Oh, they charge for them now?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. I figure that if they're still around, they must be making money somehow.
They get a lot of ads on those pages, though.
Well, and he says, that's all for now. Always a pleasure to listen, even when you guys talk about subjects that are older than I am.
Right.
We talk about subjects that are older than me.
To make us feel old.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, I mean, like, Star Wars is older
than
me.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Damn it.
I hear when you're 26, your life just goes downhill really sharply.
I can vouch for that.
Thank you, Angel Cipher.
All right, Casey Rotto writes, hello, hosts of the Slightly Square Table. I come bearing suggestions for some topics that might be fun to cover. The Scarecrow for Batman.
Or isn't there a Scarecrow in Marvel, too?
Is there?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there is.
The only thing that I came up with off the top of my head was Stilt Man for some reason.
Dude, there's a Scarecrow in Naruto. Let's just accept that there's a Scarecrow everywhere.
Okay, then. Steve Holt! From Arrested Development.
I think we still need a better one for reason for us.
Steve Holt!
I know!
Analrophists.
All right, Stranger in a Strange Land or Starship Troopers.
Those are actually pretty good suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Speaker for the Dead, which is part of the Ender game.
Ender's game stuff.
It's a lot more than a trilogy now.
Yeah, right? there's a new book that just came out last year.
Well, there's the Shadow trilogy now.
Oh, it's a full trilogy?
Yeah.
Okay. There's an Ender's sequel, right? That just came out last year?
The one that came out was the third one in the Shadow.
Okay. Well, I know that something came out last year.
Shadow of the Hegemon and...
No, it was an Ender-centric book. I read the first two chapters and then... Mm.
Well,
and then
anyway,
I didn't
let's
get around
going.
To finishing. Anyway.
We'll have plenty to talk about if we ever get to Speaker of the Dead.
Yes. Stark for Tony Stark. Iron Man.
What do you think, Kevin?
Yeah, eventually. We'll
eventually. The second movie has come out.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to still go through.
All right. Scruffy from Futurama. Yay!
Scruffy. Janner.
Can we tell the story about your little toy, your collectible toys from San Diego Comic Con?
Oh, yes, this is
now?
A great story.
Because,
we didn't tell about that before, right?
Yes. Sal is a great story.
All right, so I bought... Okay, so Kid Robot is coming up with a new series of toys, vinyl toys. They come in they're 3-inch tall. They come in these, blind boxes.
And Futurama set, right?
Yeah, the Futurama set. And they were selling 300 individual boxes early at San Diego Comic Con. The release date for these is going to be mid-August. So I have it on my calendar. So when that day comes, I'm going to pre-order a couple boxes. And so I bought all the remaining ones they had, which was 7 more. And at first I was like, how many more cases do you have? And they're like, this is all now. So I was like, oh. Anyways, I bought 7 and people got really excited in the room. They're like, oh, can we open them? I'm like, no. Usually I let Lita open them because she's really lucky with this stuff.
Apparently, yeah.
So I was like, okay, fine. We'll open one, but it can't be Dom that opens the first one. So I think it's Amy. You opened the first one.
No, Kevin,
you opened the first.
No, Kevin opened one, and then we're like, but we want to open one too.
I opened one, and it was.
Did you get Bender?
No, I got Zoidberg, and I was really excited.
I was excited. No.
No, Zoidberg is 1 in 26, and then Amy opened one and 16, got...
1 in 16.
1 in 16, and then Amy opened one and got... Was it Fry or Leela?
One of those two.
One of the regular common ones. And then Sung opened the other one and got either the Fry or Leela.
Yeah, and like, Kevin this entire time was no like, duplicates. I don't want you guys to open them. They're for Leela. But we're like, come on, but we want to open one. He's like, okay, fine. You can open one each. Until someone gets Ma. And once you get Ma, or Mom, you know, from the Mom Robot Factory, then you have to stop.
And so eventually Dom finally opened one.
Well, no, I didn't even open this one. Kevin opened it and handed me the little internal packaging for me to open.
Opening the internal foil is the actual opening. I just didn't want you to damage the box.
Kevin's sure. Very particular about how you open the boxes.
And so I opened it and I'm like, hey, look. It's Mom!
And then we stopped. And then Leela came over and then opened the remaining three and got one of the Chase figures.
Which unfortunately is Sal. It's like, but it's just Sal.
Which one's Sal?
The trucker, remember that right? Fat trucker guy that always wears the tank top and the red cap? It's like, argh.
Okay, yeah.
But still, he's a Chase figure for some reason.
Yeah, so there you go. Leela's luck.
Yep. I never open toys on my own.
Okay, next is Squee from Invader Zim.
I don't get the feeling that'll branch out to things beyond Invader Zim.
Probably.
Yeah. That'll be a fun one, though. Things that make you go Squee.
It's hard to talk about Johnny the Homicidal Maniac on it.
Yeah.
True. All right, and let's
round this up. We're branching out soon. PG-13.
Clearly.
Ooh. All right, and let's round this off with Sean Spencer and Sergeant Hatred.
We already have Venture Brothers, don't we? As under Brock Sampson?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
And so we're going to end this email with, that is all I have to say, and may the power of Union Man, which sounds sort of like Trojan Man's retarded cousin, protect you.
Union Man!
Thanks, Union Man!
He finds
we
all the data
you.
That's similar and then tells you about it.
Stupid database humor. All right.
Yay, Venn diagrams!
Andy, I'm letting you read Jesse's.
Okay. Jesse writes, I'm actually a male, so you guys do have at least one gay listener.
Woohoo!
For reference, Jesse did write in previously saying that Matt's voice is effing hot, so we should have him on more. And Amy was like, no, I think this Jesse's a girl. I was like, I'm pretty sure this is a dude.
Sorry, Jesse.
So Jesse has let us know that it is.
Thanks, Jesse.
This is the funny thing is that Matt, for some reason, really does attract attention from males. Like there are several
it's
times
his
where
slim,
he's just
girlish
around,
figure.
Where he's just standing around and people have come by and go, hey, dude, you want a ride? And they don't have cars. this was when he was stuck at a train station, I think. And he was just sitting there at a train station and someone goes by and goes, hey, man, want a ride? Need a ride? No. Anyway, so thank you, Jesse. Laura F.
Right.
let's see. Attached is a test on the podcast, which I put together. This test will challenge your knowledge on yourselves as well as the podcast itself. The last page is an answer key, but cheating is like cannibalism in most societies.
Frowned upon.
If you could take the test on or off the air, you would have a very joyous test maker. So next up, we have Zippy.
Wait. Laura did send in this cool test. I did check it out. And what we're going to be doing is I'm going to try to figure out how to do this. We're going to do one of those Ustream type of things or something like that. We're going to do a live show to do a on-the-air contest.
Oh, nice.
What?
So a couple people. We'll figure it out eventually once Kevin figures things out to do things in real life. That we're going to use this test for the actual listeners and turn into a real game show with a real prize of something of very little value. Anyways... Zippy wrote in and says this. Hi, S-Words people. I just listened to your Scholastic podcast. I was surprised to hear that Dom grew up reading the Babysitter's Club. Well, I'm always surprised, too. I also got all my sister's hand-me-downs, and I thought I was the only guy on Earth who read those books. As a matter of fact, I remember wishing I was Logan so that I could be with Marianne. And I got pissed off when Claudia got accused of cheating on that test after she put all that effort into studying. God bless her stupid little head. At any rate, my sister's collection ran out somewhere around book 90, and I moved
Holy crap, book 90!
Book 90? How many books were there?
Enough to make more money. I don't know. They're pretty short, though, right?
But still.
Anyways, I'm kind of surprised that you actually admitted doing something so unmanly, though, and you actually recorded yourself doing it. Don't argue that I'm admitting anything. Zippy is obviously not my real name. Dominic Nguyen. With the recent confiscation of Kevin's penis, it looks like you guys have gone from your initial shortage of women on the podcast to a shortage of real men. Sung... You are now the most manly person who regularly appears on the podcast. Don't let us down.
I am manly.
Wow, a surprise appearance by Sung. Would have figured. Anyways, another Scholastic book you guys left out that I thought deserved mentioning was A Wrinkle in Time and the other books in the Time Quartet. You can argue that the Christian themes in the Chronicles of Narnia are subtle, but Madeline Langle just whacks you over the head with them in her books. Heck, in the fourth book, Many Waters, Meg's twin brothers actually helped Noah build his ark before riding back to the present on unicorns.
Unicorns?
Later S-words, girls and man.
I guess, Danny, we're just not regular enough to get counted.
Zippy, that's cold. This is the email of the week.
I think
for
that
sure.
actually feels worse than being called a girl. What are we going to do? I guess we'll have to secretly move into Kevin's house and sneak into the podcasts whenever possible.
We can make cupcakes.
Math is hard. Let's go make cookies for the boys.
Go, Joe.
All right, let's move on to Lee H. Andy?
Sure. Lee H. writes, "Greetings, swordsmen and women of the Round Table. I recently came back from a two-week break on the Greek island of Crete and realized I had some catching up to do with your podcasts. I just finished listening to Stuff and Suggestions number 21, where you mentioned Simon Pegg, whom I met on the set of Shaun of the Dead because my friend's dad
was
a stuntman in that film.
Oh, nice. My
gosh.
You're
a lucky jerk.
Oh,
wow. Now you're just showing off because you're in England. So anyway, here are my meager suggestions. Saturday nights. Everyone loves Saturdays.
Speaking of yesterday's Saturday night.
What?
What?
Thanks for coming out, guys.
I only had 4 drinks.
I had 4 drinks and I didn't puke.
I had 7.
What happened? I thought you were at the 5th drink when
I
last left.
I guess it was 5 drinks.
I don't know.
Are you sure you didn't puke and there became 4 became 4 drinks?
Let's keep going.
Keep going. Soundtracks, which I believe has been suggested.
I actually have an entire format written out for this 5-episode soundtrack.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And it is coming up once I, you know, get settled in. It's coming and it's going to replace 5 different topics. We're going to get pushed back into 2010.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, jeez.
Are you going to quiz us on soundtracks?
No. Oh, we can do that too.
Don't
give him ideas.
I'm sorry.
Andy, why?
But the whole thing is, I think it's going to be broken down into 5 parts. And I've already recorded the first part with my friend from the Appcast. Oh. And so we're going to do soundtracks as in ones with songs in them for films, television, all that. Then we're going to do film scores. And then we're going to do video game soundtracks. And then we're going to do musicals.
Ooh.
That's fair.
Nice.
So they're crossover.
Yes.
Ha-ha.
All right. And last one is Steve Martin from Stand Up to Terrible French Accents in the Pink Panther.
I really want to do Steve Martin. He's one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah, I really do like
he's
his...
He's just doing the Pink Panther now.
He needs to put his kids through college. Colleges and buy gas.
He's also doing a banjo tour.
Oh, yes. Oh, he is coming to the Bluegrass festival here.
Really?
Actually.
Yeah, you remember Flat and Scruggs? Yeah, now I think it's Martin and Scruggs.
Interesting.
All right, who's going to bring us this next one?
Wait a second. Dom, you skipped David C. The anti-Dom. Why is that, jerkstore?
Because he didn't say anything.
Okay, yeah, so David C. doesn't have any suggestions, but he did write in, and he's pro-Kevin, anti-Dom, and he hearts me. So I had to mention him. Hi, David.
Thanks, Amy.
What the hell was that?
That's cold.
So Matt,
jerk store.
So Matt,
you have to leave out all the love for
so
me,
Matt
huh?
Smack. So Matt,
we've
smack.
Had plenty of love for you with just in this episode.
Hey, Danny, why don't you bring this one from Mattismack?
Anything to talk about something else. Mattismack writes from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello, swords folks. I've listened to your podcast since Dom mentioned it on the Mega Tokyo site, and I really enjoy it, even though the subjects of some episodes are alien to me. Disneyland, San Francisco, Jason Statham.
Really?
Fix that. Fix that right now.
I mean, you're only in Minneapolis. I mean, okay, never mind.
You can watch a Transporter movie.
I was happy
the only
to hear
one that happened.
I was happy to finally hear the long-awaited interview with Phil Folio.
It is Folio. Well,
can I attempt the glottal stop? Is it Folio?
If you're confident in your Italian.
I don't know Italian, but I know linguistics. Is it Folio?
Whatever.
A couple of literary suggestions. I was going to suggest Neal Stephenson, but from the stuff since Suggestions 21, it sounds like none of you have read Snow Crash, so that's probably out.
I wasn't around, but I have.
It's in my queue on my Kindle, actually. I am very excited to finally read it.
I'll get to it.
I've read it multiple times.
Yes. Stevenson seems to subscribe to Stephen Bruce's cool stuff theory of literature. All literature consists of whatever the writer thinks is cool. The reader would like the book to the degree that he agrees with the writer about what's cool. Stevenson's books are just a bunch of cool ideas strung together, sometimes very loosely, by a plot. I can get behind that.
Yeah, I would have to second that.
It sounds like some of you read classic sci-fi, so how about discussing that through Harry Seldon?
Of the Foundation series by Isaac Asimov.
Speaker to Animals.
I never actually read Ringworld,
yes.
Sorry.
Ringworld, Known Space, Larry Niven, rawr! Every Larry Niven book ever written.
And another suggestion for Starship Troopers and or Space Cadet by Heinlein.
That's our second Starship Troopers.
Well, I'm
they must really
sure
like
we're
that movie.
To need Andy on this show.
What can I say? They must really love that movie.
All right, let's move on to Ian O. Amy, do you want to take this one instead of just shouting out at me?
I feel so bad as
no, I'd rather shout at you. You take it.
Ian O writes, "Dear Mr. and Mrs. S Words." What?
I guess we're married. Now.
I'm pretty sure I'm the Mister in that one.
Oh, you're the Mister.
That's no, Sung, sure. Not
I think
you,
the
Kevin.
The only man in the house is Sung now. And maybe Matt and Albert.
No suggestions this time. Just want to thank you guys for reading me in two stuff segments. My heart is still all a Twitter over it. You guys are still my heroes and near the top of the list somewhere behind Ian and Matt. Well. But in front of Hack and Anant.
Hawk
and Anant of Apple Geeks. Oh, okay. I got you. I got
Hack.
You. I thought his name was Hawk as in like, the animal hawk.
That's
his online handle.
But that
his alias.
Name is
oh, still Hawk? Oh,
stuff
okay.
Like that.
All right. Kevin will do some special editing right now.
No.
Anyways, for the Jerk Store War, I'm starting with Dom on this one. Yeah, he's a little jerk storeish, but we all need a little jerk store in our lives.
So I'm Iron Man and Kevin is Captain America?
Yeah, I am Captain America.
Damn it.
Yeah, you freaking drunk.
Shut up, you hippie.
Freedom for all.
You stole Spider-Man from me.
Wait, how's Captain America a hippie?
I know.
Thor is the hippie.
I know.
Anyways, I love all you guys and ladies, and your humor is just my style, and your nerd stories are top-notch and had me rolling on the floor telling my head...
Till
my headphones popped out. Keep up the good rant. My girlfriend thinks you're pretty funny, too. It's rare for her to enjoy the same internet celebrities.
Wow, we're celebrities?
You guys are awesome. Sending out some hetero man love.
Wait, Kevin. We're famous on the internet now. This is so new. Right, Super Unker?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm actually coming out with a new video for next
Are time. You really?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
No way.
So that you can be famous on the internet again? No. All right, Kevin.
Again?
All right.
You mean
don't call it a comeback.
Let's just finish this mailbag with Joe W. Before
Joe W. writes, hey, Dom, you're a jerk. Bye.
Jerk Star Wars. No, it's on now. Are you actually going
oh,
to
am I reading it?
Yes.
Okay, anyways, let's wrap this up because we're almost at the 1 hour mark. Joe W. writes, hello, y'all. Yes, I'm from that part of the spectacular country of Florida. I downloaded all the episodes up to that point. The first time Dom plugged the podcast on 3 Panel Soul, but never actually listened to any until well after the interview with Matt and Ian when I needed a new podcast to subscribe to. So thank you for subscribing to us. It's really cool that you got one Yay. After that, I listened to StarCraft 1 and was hooked. I'm kind of haphazardly working through the backlog of episodes, but generally listen to the new episodes when they come out. I know there's been talk about getting Fred Gallagher on the show. Neither Fred Gallagher nor Megatokyo are escorts, though. I suppose you could talk about Seraphim for it, but I'd like to recommend Sad Girls in Snow as a topic for a Megatokyo episode. Well, I thought we're supposed to have a special interview with him, especially since, like, he's been pretty on board with this whole escorts thing.
Yeah, we should
now.
Do it. We just, we were thinking maybe we can do one of the live shows that he was suggesting where
he draws what,
where
we're,
he
talking
draws what we're talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That could be very wrong.
Yeah. What? Did you just get images of things that we've talked about?
Drawing taint needles.
Yeah. Remember, if you're worried that you need to get reference for it, just go to www.taintneedle.com.
Anyways, he also thinks we should talk about Scott Kurtz of PvP Online, which could make a good scraps.
Yeah, I could try and talk to him.
Okay, cool. So that would actually be more like an interview then.
Yeah,
maybe?
Probably.
All right, cool. Also, he mentions Hunter S. Thompson. The S is, I guess it's a big part of his name, so.
We'll honestly talk about Hunter S. Thompson a lot when we talk about Spider Jerusalem.
Oh, that's true. That is a much better idea.
Spider Jerusalem is based on Hunter S. Thompson, almost explicitly. And by almost explicitly, I mean incredibly explicitly.
Anyways, last suggestion would be that Dom, due to his being some sort of lackey for webcomic artists, he's always there and everyone knows him, even though he doesn't seem to do anything except make Fred uncomfortable.
you make it sound like that's not an important job.
He should apply to Acquisitions Incorporated and see if they ever pick up that DPS they wanted. What?
I don't get it.
Okay.
Neither do I.
He also mentions Vin Diesel, which for some reason I think he's saying that you're like him.
Because we play D&D. Oh boy, I'm so like Vin Diesel now because I play Dungeons & Dragons like millions of other people. What?
Anyways, this wraps up the stuff segment. Wow, we're going to an hour mark here. You can always email us more things. Wow, you guys email a lot. And we're sorry if your email got cut. That's just how things are having to be soon enough.
Unless you're David, then they're not sorry.
Yes,
I'm not sorry.
Then you.
I hurt you, David.
You can always email us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. Check out all of the older episodes at www.s-words-podcast.com. And check out the new forum, which Kevin has lazily put together at s-words-podcast.com/forum. And where's that happy little place, the little burrow of your soul?
My pants.
Hi.
And online.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, online. Well, I could give those URLs out, but they're a little
twitter.com/
Oh, that. Words. Oh, that one. Sorry, I thought you were talking about the other site.
No.
Taintneedle.com.
Sure.
There's also. I think that's it, right? You just have that one Twitter account. For some reason, I decided to reach out and try to grab Dom.
That's because you're drunk, Kevin.
Literally or figuratively.
Yes.
For reals, yo.
Ooh, I'm looking away for that.
So anyway.
That pretty much wraps up this episode. Hey, you got any suggestions, shout-outs? Make them quick, because this is a long one.
I'll make a shout-out to Jonathan Perlman, who's in the top 8 of Grand Prix Boston right now.
Yeah, I was looking at that, too. We used to play Magic with him every week, and now he lives in Boston. So he was like, hey, I'll play in this tournament out in Boston. And now he's, in the top 8. So there you go. Go, John. Sorry, he doesn't like John. He either likes Jonathan or Perlman. So yes. Go, Jonathan Perlman.
Yeah.
That's it for shout outs, it looks like. Well, once again, happy birthday, Amy, even though you've rained hate on me this entire episode.
Hooray! Great episode all around,
Yay!
Guys.
Yay!
Yeah, and of course, my birthday gets absolutely no mention because it happened during San Diego Comic Con.
Happy birthday, Danny!
You went to my place for that one, too.
Yeah.
You actually called me. And while I was at Comic-Con.
Don't forget, it was also Chris's birthday this past week. He's going to the Tool concert in Scandinavia.
That's okay. No one cares about Chris.
What? Chris is going to be a Tool?
Going.
But yeah.
Oh.
This episode is over.
We love you, Chris.
Hey, Lawrence. Yeah, we're recording the show right now.
Can
What's
I
up?
Cut this out?
Do 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 do